Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Wednesday and Wednesday Wisdom Radio with Deborah Leanne. And I am exploring the topic of mother energy during this month of May. And since we just celebrated Mother's Day here in the United States, and a day honoring mothers, I believe in the Hispanic community as well, was this week. This topic has been big for me. My children, who are grown, they're 19 and 21, found time to meet with me for a meal, or in the 24 hours around Mother's Day. But it was until it wasn't until Monday night that I had them both in my arms at the same time, which felt like such a blessing because they're such amazing young women. And that mother energy that I have experienced from my mother has so transitioned where she is in need of care, so we mother her now. And the other thing that's big is I'm seeing finally where it is that we have learned, and for some reason just the women have learned this so much more than the men, but men too, we have learned how to be so other-focused, how to get an idea of who we are in relationship to the relation to the people that we are around. I felt for a long time I was a chameleon, that I really could fit into whatever surroundings I was in because I wanted so much to belong. And I had a knack of being able to, I could also blend into the woodwork if I wanted to be invisible. But the key to me is looking at where is it that we learned that that we do not exist outside of someone seeing us, someone validating us, someone causing us to feel something or another. It's this, the work I'm doing more with leadership development around where we are in our reactive modes. You know, where did we learn that we needed to control our environment or protect or do whatever it took to fit in? And it dawned on me this morning. So before we get into that topic, I would love to just get present. It's a big 24 hours from me. By tomorrow, I'll actually be on a plane heading to Virginia Beach, which is exciting, and that's a whole other topic. So lots to do before leaving and preparation and some switching up some stuff on my website, so my head is full. So I'm going to just feel my feet really, really heavy, like there's magnets on the soles of my feet, so they can be just pulled down into the core of Mother Earth, and just allowing that connection to happen as it does. Allowing to feel the exchange of energy, my energy going down, Mother Earth's energy coming up. And remembering that I have these strong, beautiful legs to take me wherever I ask them to. At the moment, they're strong and healthy and flexible, and I'm so blessed to have good feet, knees, legs. A lot of my colleagues and friends do not. And then I'm just going to add a little bit of movement. If you're sitting, if you want to move your sits bones on the seat of your chair a little bit side to side, like you are finding a place for yourself in the dirt or in the sand, you know how you just kind of wiggle up and get yourself a nice cozy spot. And allow that connection as well, that feeling of support and being held in the lap of Mother Earth. And then focusing our attention to the center of our awareness, where we can literally just turn on our light and allow all of the various places where our energy is scattered to return to us. All the pieces that I started doing this morning, I have a big, huge list, and it's funny how I circularly started doing things, and I added more things as things came up in meditation, and it's pretty big. But when I just checked some things off, the four of them were already done, which felt really nice. But just to allow that list to disappear, it doesn't need my attention now. It'll be there waiting for me. Knowing that my one daughter is on the airplane en route to New Zealand. She's probably not even in Sydney, Australia yet, and then she'll change planes again. And my other daughter is at her dad's, and she'll be here later today to hang out with me before I leave town tomorrow. Where all of the various stages of incomplete packing and laundry and all of that can just be there and wait for me. There's some conversations that need to be had, some messages that need to be done, and all of that will just wait. I call all of my energy back to be fully in this moment, fully present. There, that feels nice. That tuning in is so important. And then calling in our divine golden ray of love and light, and just letting that fill us and recharge us with a sense of, my cats didn't like that, with a sense of connection, remembering, yes, I am a divine soul here in this physical body. I am both at the same time. So I allow that golden, beautiful light to be a balm to my system, to soothe the inner workings of my nervous system. And we'll take some breaths into our lower belly now, in through our nose and out through the mouth. Two more. And the last one. Yes, beautiful. I just had a friend of mine who's an artist create a piece of art for me that says tune in, turn on, and then turn it up. And if I could remember those three things every time I'm getting ready to interact with another, it's so powerful for me to tune into what is going on inside, turn on my light, and then turn up the volume of that so that it totally glows all around me. That is all the energetic boundaries that we need. What's happened is so much we have put up these very strong protective boundaries to keep other people's energies from coming in, where actually I think we've been doing it backwards. So turning on our own light to the point where the light overflows, just like a lamp, how it creates that aura, that glow around it. That's what I'm going to practice now. I invite you to do the same and see if that makes a difference in your connections with people. So to get to this mother place, it was fascinating to me because when we are in utero, and we all started there, none of us were hatched, right? We experienced our joy through our mother. So when she was laughing with joy, we got a hit of that oxytocin, of that joyful chemical, right, into our system because we're connected in that way. When she ate some food that was spicy and might have given her a heartburn, or we felt that discomfort as well. When she experienced grief or any kind of trauma from feelings of being unsafe because of what was going on in her life, that layer of wounding was absorbed by us. So a lot of our initial sensations weren't really anything to do with us. We didn't have much control over those. And I think we come out of the womb, and it takes a few years before that symbiotic connection to our mother starts to fade to the place where we actually realize, oh, when I skinned my knee, my mom didn't. It's my pain. But there's still a learning that is really deep within us that we get our sensations. We are reactive to other people reacting to us. So when we're with somebody who's going through the grief of having just lost her best friend, right, to cancer or something horrible, we feel her pain. And when we're with our, especially our children who we're so close to, or a loved one, a pet, and they are going through trauma, there's this feeling in our system as well that matches that. And so there, we, in so many ways, we're holograms, and we're almost like a reflection in a mirror. That's outside of us. We're not tapped into what's really true for us in our bodies. And this is key, because when we see the media and we feel all of the grief of the people that have been displaced by all the violence in the world, or those who had their houses destroyed in the most recent tornadoes in Oklahoma, or whatever, our hearts are immediately attached because we are connected. Yet, it's not our pain. It's the collective pain. And if you were to tune in, you still could find your own joy and your own wellspring of love and source, right? And for me, this is big. This is where I want to try to figure out a way to help women separate from who they are as a caretaker, of being so outward focused to everyone else's stuff, absorbing everyone else's energies, to, no, let's tune in and be our fully, wholly, wholly, and wholly, holy selves. Because when we are filled with our own light and love, we're a much better support system to those that we love, versus falling right into the mud pool with them of their deep emotions. How can we tap into our connection to the higher vibration of love and support from that place? And this is going to take a lot of doing, because there's still people who get pulled into victim mode. And I know that a lot of us have done a lot of work, and we don't like to admit it, but victim is easy for us to fall into. Martyr is really easy for us to fall into, especially as mothers. And what I'm wanting to shift, and I'm working on it within me first, and I would love to hear if this is something that supports you, but if we can shift that we don't need to go there with them to help them with their pain, that's not helping them, right? It's actually spreading the virus bigger. It's like if we're all part of the same body, the same human body of this collective that we are living at this time on this planet, what if instead of attaching ourselves to a cancer cell, that we hold our own energy? And this is what cancer does. It goes and finds the weak cells and it attacks those. So the cells that have that healthy, it's not a coating, but it's like I've actually heard about this from some of the nutrition people recently. The healthy cells that have this kind of it's a coating on the outside, like the outside of a seed, and it repels. It doesn't have that sticky. What happens is when the cell gets unhealthy is it gets sticky, and then the cancer cells can glom onto them, right? And what we want is we want to be one of those healthy cells that is sovereign, that is unique, yet, yes, we're part of the whole collective. We're still part of the human body. So how does that look? It means that if someone comes in and they're angry with you, you can just hold your vibration of love and joy. You can listen to them, and you don't have to buy into their stuff. So it goes back to the what you think of me is none of my business, really. It's their experience. And we actually honor them in a much higher way if we allow them to have their experience, and we don't play the game with them. It takes two to play the game. It takes two to tango, one of my teachers used to say, one of my coaches. And I love that because it takes two to clap hands. Somebody can smack and throw their hand out, but if you don't do the return the high five, it's quiet. Nothing happens. So what would that be like if somebody that is, and this is, I've talked to two clients this week, two that are very empathic, and they're really struggling when they're around negative energy people. And I said, let's figure this out. As opposed to putting up a very strong barrier that repels them, is there a way that you can fill yourself up with enough love and let that light be enough? I'm sure it's going to shift the other person's energy. I can guarantee that, actually. And the other thing that's interesting is when we're in a fear space, it's so hard for us to remember that we are love. Fear kind of like tears it down. Ooh, and I had something I was just going to add just right before that, and it's gone. Well, if it's important, it'll come up later. So the biggest thing is, how can we be in our whole and holy high vibration self and allow someone else to be whatever they are in their self and just let that be? We don't have to love them in that, but we honor them because that is who they are in that moment. We don't try to change it, but if we just beam our love from within, we don't even have to engage, and I'm sure it's going to shift the energy between you. So I'm curious what this is going to look like if we practice this in the next week and see, especially for those people that are the most difficult for us to engage with, how can we hold our own? How can we feel our feet firmly planted like an oak tree? Because when we come from that space of being an oak tree, for example, very often that person would not have nearly the energy attached to the oak tree as they would to whatever it is that you're reminding them that they need to heal in themselves. So that's my message for today. It's really about where we learned to be so other-focused. And where I'm seeing is this is a huge thing for leaders, because leaders are either it's all my way or the highway, or they're so worried about what everybody thinks that they lose their vision and their ability to execute the changes that need to be made. And there's a balance. There's a time where we actually do get the work to move forward and take care of your people, but the highest and best way to take care of your people is by taking care of you. Still means you listen and you see where everybody's coming from, and if the person is really dragging down the team, having that conversation truthfully and honestly and with compassion that maybe this isn't the right place for you. That's a huge thing that I've noticed throughout decades of time in the human resources world is how many leaders are afraid to have those conversations, those candid conversations of, really, this isn't working out, or I need you to shift in this area, or let's try moving you to a place where your skills are better utilized. We're having some issues here, that whole conflict-averse place. Can we be loving and be conflict-averse? I don't know. I think that the most loving way is the, what do they used to call it, tough love, where you set your boundaries, you say, this is acceptable, and when you do this, it's unacceptable or inappropriate, and it will, and our organization will have to, you know, create the changes that consequences are from having that, this kind of actions. But very often, children don't even get this kind of discipline. The loving, very clear expectations and the guidance of when they're doing things that are not appropriate, that are not helpful, that are not supporting the team or the family or themselves. So on that note, I would love to just hear from you if any of this has shifted in any way for you, where you might get stuck, because sometimes this work is really not easy to do on your own. And if there's questions or success stories, be great to hear from you. And until then, take excellent care and shine your light. Tune in, turn it on, and then turn it up. Take good care. Bye-bye.